Time for the latest agricultural news. I'm Casey Shepard, back in just a moment. Well, the OCA Ranch Rodeo Cowboys Helping Kids is coming up August 16th and 17th at the Lazy E Arena in Guthrie. Kent Trentman tells us more.
True ranches that will represent the state from the far northeast to all the way out west. We have a great committee. All of our stock has been donated. It's our charity event for OCA, for the children's CFA. At some point in the rodeo, we'll pass a boot, and every dollar donated goes directly to the CFA.
For ticket information, go to okcattleman.org.
Neighbor, when you're looking for a wheat variety that can do it all, take a look at Showdown from OK Genetics. Showdown has a very high yield ceiling with good standability, and it responds well to grazing with adequate seeding density. A big part of its pedigree is Jagger, and it offers Hessian fly resistance similar to Duster. Showdown can work well across much of the Southern Plains. Learn more about Showdown by heading to okgenetics.com. That's okgenetics.com.
Well, an exciting day at Oklahoma State University as the Agronomy Research Station gets a $6 million boost for a brand new discovery center. Ron Hayes was on hand at the event to visit with Oklahoma Wheat Commission Chairman Don Schieber and Oklahoma Genetics Chairman Joe Shirley to talk about plans to revamp the station and the generous contribution that both entities invested to jumpstart those efforts. For Shirley, the value in upgrading the facility is about maintaining status.
Oh, if we want to keep Dr. Carver, who's the preeminent wheat breeder in the United States, here and keep the program growing, we have to improve on these 1941 model greenhouses. I mean, they took us on a tour of it. I couldn't believe what he gets done with the little amount of facilities that he has. So we feel like we had to do this. And that's why Oklahoma Genetics was formed. It was formed to provide more funding to the wheat improvement team and to the wheat breeding program, because the legislature and other funding places was going away. And we just had to do something to make it better, and I think we've done that.
For Schieber, it's about keeping the credibility that has already been gained.
A couple of weeks ago, we had a Brazilian trade team here in Tulsa, and we got to visit with them quite extensively. They told us they buy some Russian wheat, but it's just really junk. They have to buy our wheat to blend with it to make it usable. And so that's one of the things that we've got to keep going with, the quality of our wheat, because it goes all over the world. And we've got to keep that possibility open. And, you know, right now we export half of our wheat crop in Oklahoma, and we've got to be able to have good quality wheat to export that foreign buyers want. I think they did have a export sale yesterday that price of wheat went up a little bit today, but it's way in the tank right now. So we need to do something to be able to sustain what Dr. Carver's doing.
When products of the wheat breeding program stand a better chance against nature than the facilities used to create them, then you know it's time to upgrade. That coming from Brett Carver, OSU Regent Professor and Wheat Genetics Chair. In addition to the two lead gifts, the university has approved early funding for the Agronomy Discovery Center, and the architectural planning is already underway. Further private support is needed to complete the transformation. For more information on how to get to the Agronomy Discovery Center, you can contact Megan Smith at 405-747-1977, or you can email her at messmith@osugiving.com. You've got farm news. Oklahoma Ag Mediation is a program offered free of cost to agricultural producers. Cheyenne Sparks tells us more about the program.
Oklahoma Ag Mediation program facilitates mediations across all 77 counties of Oklahoma. Anybody that is in agriculture, whether you're a lender, you're a producer, you work contracts, you have fence line disputes, family farm transitions, if you are in agriculture in any kind of conflict, we're here to help. And it's just to make sure that the conversation keeps going.
For more information, you can go to okmediation.gov. That's our latest farm and ranch news. I'm Casey Shepard on the Radio Oklahoma Ag Network.